FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
93.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Renee Carmouche coming to you live with prayer power. Hallelujah. I welcome everybody out there for today hearing the word. Glory to God. You have not tuned in by accident. It's not coincidental. It is ordained by God before the world was even created. That's what he says. Before everything was created, God said it was already ordained because God knew everything and where you need to be at the perfect timing. Glory to God. It is so perfect, God's timing. He has it down to the second or even a half a second. Folks, he is perfect in all things and he's perfect with you. He made you perfect. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. The devil just perverted everything about you and I. But God right now has brought this right now at perfect timing. Glory to God. I thank God that you're here with us, feeling the presence of God. I have my brother Tona Fashina here. Awesome guy, praise God. A godly man, praise God. We've been knowing and being friends for many years, Brother Tona. Thank you so Amen. Much. Glory to God. And I thank God for Brother Wade. Appreciate Amen. Him very much, and he has been a big help to me. And I thank you, Brother Wade, for being here. And together, it is not by accident. It has been ordained today. Glory to God. And you know, that really excites me because that means something good is going to happen, brother.
That's right.
You know, something good is going to happen. And before, you know, we go further, I want you to know that we pray. We're heavy on prayers for people who are out there. We pray hard. And I'm going to ask you, if you have a chance, you know, if you want prayer, you can call as well. And call the number 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. If you need prayer, if you need to make a comment or ask a question, please give us a call. We love to hear from you, and we'll pray because I love to see the prayers go up and the blessings come down. And also, you can write to me, and we lift it up. I lift prayers all the time up, every day, folks. Write to me for a prayer request. If you have a prayer request, write to me, and I'll pray over it. We'll pray over it. The church prays over it. I'd pray over it. Glory to God. Call. Just write to me. That's Prayer Power at 210 Highway 1192, Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. That's Prayer Power at Marksville, Louisiana, 210 Highway 1192. Again, we would love to hear from you, and we will pray for you. We are excited about what God is doing for his people. Glory to God. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm just excited about what's going to take place. And again, today we're talking about how do you measure faith is one of the biggest questions that we ask. The Bible talks about it. First of all, in Romans 12, it talks about it in verse 4. Well, I should say about verse 4 and 5. And it says, for we have many members. I'm sorry, verse 3. For I say unto thee, the grace of God is given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think himself, of course, according to what God has dealt to every man, the measure of faith. So what is God saying about measuring faith, brother?
Well, as far as faith is, they have different kinds of faith. And they have little faith and big faith. But when it comes to us asking God to do something for us, we might have to reduce our faith to the size of a mustard seed. And when we reduce our faith to the size of a mustard seed, we can ask mountains to move out of our ways, and it will move out. That's what Jesus said. So as long as you have faith in God, you know, just make sure that you don't have faith in God and faith in something else as a backup. And that's how your miracles will manifest.
Amen. Amen. Folks, again, we look at Hebrews 11, and it talks about what is faith. And brother, what is faith, Brother Wade? I know you know that one. That's no doubt about it, because you live on it, right?
Yeah, you know, I absolutely live by faith, sir.
What is faith, Brother Wade?
What is faith? Well, the biblical definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's a complete, whole, and unyielding and unending trust in what God has already said and done.
Amen. I mean, you... And faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
Yeah. Hearing
and
what?
Hearing by the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
And it doesn't, it comes through a constant repetition of the word. You notice it says faith comes by hearing and hearing and, by the word and, of God and hearing and hearing.
Keep hearing it, right?
Yeah, you got to keep hearing it.
It just builds it up, you know?
And absolutely.
The more you hear something, the more you begin to believe it, isn't
that's
that right?
Right. That's right. You know? And I certainly believe that.
Man, I mean, we got media out there, and we part of the media, right? You might say. At the same time, and the more you hear it, after a while, you just start believing it, you know?
Well, I mean? The case in point here is you being on the radio on such a consistent basis.
Right.
You
right.
being here and doing what you're doing, it creates a level of faith and comfortability with the word, with the people who are listening. You become accustomed and comfortable with hearing the word and acknowledging the fact that, you know, he's onto something.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Yeah, and yeah. So, yeah.
Hear the word, man. Glory to God.
I love it.
Brother Tona, I know that you hear, and I know you know about faith, but the thing that I'm looking at, God says there's a measure of faith. And he said, and I'm looking at this thing, and, you know, I've been wondering about it and asking God. You said that, God, that if we have a measure of just a tiny little seed, we can say to the mountain, be cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Tell me, what is he saying? He's comparing it to a seed here, a measure. I mean, he's giving us a measure where we can see and compare it to, and something great would happen. What is he saying? Just imagine, if we got that tiny faith, you know, how do we get this greater faith, something bigger than the seed? Well, you know, how do we get that? Now, I'm looking at, and then the word of God comes back, and it says that the centurion comes along, okay, and he tells Jesus, all you got to do is say the word. I know about authority. Just say the word, and my servant's going to be healed. And Jesus is like, wow, what great faith. He's calling this great faith. And he looks at the other thing, and, of course, just a small seed, which is small faith, would have to be compared to what the centurion says. And Jesus is like, man, this is great faith. I've never seen anything like that. All you got to do is say the word. So there are some measurements and faith, correct?
That's right.
So how do we get this great faith? How do we get to that point of having walking on water? Are you ready to walk on water? Can you walk on water now?
Nope.
So what, can we get to that point is the big question.
I put it this way. God cannot be tempted.
No. Amen. You know, that's correct.
I tried to walk on water before. But I was sorry that I did it. See, when I was in Nigeria, I never knew how to swim. Till now, I don't know how to swim. I swim like a brick. And some missionaries came to Africa. They are Seventh-day Adventist missionaries. They stay in the compound where we all stay together. And they took us to the swimming pool. I went with them in the church van to the swimming pool. And this girl, she really short. She's shorter than me. And I'm taller than her. And she went to the deepest part of the pool. And she jumped and went straight inside and then started floating up. I said, well, if she can do it, I can do it. When I jumped, I went way down. I couldn't get up. Water got in my nose. It got in my eyes. It got in my head. I thought water washed away my brain. I thought my brain was washed away. But thank God somebody rescued me. Since that time, I said, God, I'm not tempting you no more.
We haven't got to that point, and apparently, but we can compare for other things in life, right?
I would say this. You know, you asked the question, can you walk on water? You know, the easy answer is if God tells you to. If God tells you to walk, then you can walk on water. Trying to do that without God is insane.
Amen. Yes. Yeah, because Jesus, I mean, Peter was like,
Peter
hey,
asked,
Lord,
bid me come out there. Jesus said, come. And when God tells you to, then you can.
Yes, amen, amen. And that's the whole point.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point. Trying to do things without God is absolutely insane.
Yes, and a lot of people, and when it comes to money, you know, I'm looking at that. Oh, Lord. You know, that's one of the hardest things to do is have enough faith to believe that God is going to give you more. All right? Now, watch this, folks. Watch this, because this really is very important to all of us. You know, a lot of times we got this money thing, and it's hard to give a... If God says, well, I want you to give $1,000, and you ain't got... I mean, you know, that's all you have. What do you do? Are you ready to give me $1,000? If God told you...
Well, my God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And so I can't run short. If he told me to give you $1,000, he must know that I have it to give.
That's right.
That's number one. He would never tell me to do something that I couldn't do.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. That's right, right?
Okay. And if he told me to give it, then he is able to replenish it.
Amen.
If God gives you a vision to do something, he'll give you the provision to carry it out.
Amen. Right. That's correct. That's correct. And some of these things, again, but you must know what if God is telling you to do this. And that's the whole key behind all of this stuff, folks, the measure of faith that you have. We got Peter. We got disciples on the boat. And there's a big storm, of course, and Jesus is sleeping, you know, and they're saying, hey, God, and they run to Jesus. Man, don't you care? You know, we're about to die.
You said something important here, Evangelist Carmouche. You said knowing that it's about hearing God and knowing his voice.
Yeah.
You know, the scriptures tells us that we know God's voice and we can hear him. The voice of a stranger, we won't listen to, but that stranger is speaking. Make no mistake about it. That stranger is going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And you better know whether it's the stranger speaking or whether it's God speaking. How do you know? You have to know your word. You have to know what God has already said. That enables you to recognize his voice.
That's important. That's very important. It is important, right, Brother Tono?
Yes.
It is important to find out, you know, what his guy is saying. And that's why, brother, I tell people, please get in your Bible, hear the word, find out what God is saying. You know, exactly. What is God telling you today? You know, is God telling you to come to this program? Brother Tony, did God tell you to come or what?
Well, God spoke to me about coming.
That's right. Okay.
I was supposed to go to work today,
uh-huh,
to work for the state. And I'm supposed to do overtime. And I guess, hey, God, do you want me to go do overtime or come here? God said, well, my job is the greatest job.
Whoa.
He said, because I'm the one that gave you that job.
Amen.
And I can take that job away from you. I said, I'm coming to listen today to come and magnify the Lord. And that's why you saw me.
Amen.
And
Amen.
What Brother Wayne Hampton was saying about faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the more you study the word of God, the more your faith will increase. Because God has an answer to everything you are going through. You might believe that God will provide for you, but you might not believe that God will heal you. But when you study the Bible and find out that God is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that healeth, then that will increase your faith to the level of healing. That will increase your faith to the level of healing.
Amen. So, amen. Hearing that word, but when you hear that word and you hear that word and you hear that word and you keep hearing it, and it's like, okay, I believe it. I believe it. You know, again, it's the word, folks. And you people out there, you need to hear this word over and over again. The Bible says, write it on your walls, glory to God, mm-hmm, everywhere you go. Man.
Write it on the tablets of your heart.
Oh, yes.
And that's,
let it be here, you know.
And you need to write this number down on the tablet of your heart, too.
Yes.
318-484-2423. 3-1-800-2500. That's the number to call for prayer. 318-484-2500. Yes. If you are outside the local calling area, we encourage you to dial 1-877-464-2500.